here's a story from The World.
For decades, the city of Buenaventura on the Pacific coast of Colombia has been a major crossing point for legal and illegal trade. It's also considered one of the most violent cities in the country. In 2014, the Colombian military intervened, providing some stability, but that's now deteriorating, with violence increasing in much of the city as criminal groups fight for turf. Many residents are unable to speak out because they're scared of becoming targets. From Buenaventura, Stephen Gratan reports.
In the scorching heat, children play among the garbage and rubble in a protected neighborhood in Buenaventura, known as the Puente Nayero Humanitarian Space. It's a grassroots effort led by residents of the city who have fought back against the gangs. The neighborhood is made up of wooden houses on stilts above water. There's a potent stench from the raw sewage which runs underneath. But it is a safe space for the many victims of violence who now inhabit it, patrolled 24/7 by the military. It used to be the site of gruesome chop houses, where armed groups would dismember and dispose of their victims in the nearby sea. Resident Naibe Angulo's husband was disappeared 3 years ago, and she and her sons had to move.
Es un temor profundo.
It's a profound fear, she says. Angulo now advocates for victims of displacement, putting her life at risk to do so. She told me she and some other activists have received threatening leaflets by armed groups over recent weeks.
No es nada comparado. Era preferiblemente estar con la pandemia del COVID.
She says we'd prefer to be with the COVID pandemic than with this pandemic of horrible violence we live through in Buenaventura. Former priest Adriel Ruiz Galvan runs a victims' memorial center filled with relics and photos of those who have lost their lives in Buenaventura's violence.
Este espacio se llama la Capilla de la Memoria. Es un lugar simbólico.
The space is known as the Chapel for Memory, he says, created as an exercise of symbolic reparation in the face of the violence in the city. Buenaventura has been one of the municipalities where around 80% or more is a direct victim of conflict. Galvan himself has a security team. The root of the recent violence is a war between two rivaling groups, Los Chotas and Los Espartanos, who broke off from the now-defunct La Local. When 7 young people were killed by their clashes in December last year, the conflict intensified. A local theatre group reenacts stories of violence and displacement. All have experienced it firsthand. 45-year-old Ana Mosquera takes part. We're really worried about the situation right now, she says, and that it's always been like this, but now it's become much more visible because of the recruitment of young people into armed groups. Like the dozens of residents I spoke to in Buenaventura, she's angry at the government for forgetting them.
El gobierno estatal para Buenaventura solo ha sido...
Buenaventura has just been a place where politicians come at election time to try and get votes. She says they come, they do their campaign, and they leave. Despite its crucial role as a port, unemployment is sky high, and 80% of people in Buenaventura live in poverty. The overwhelming majority of residents are Afro-Colombian, who have long felt marginalized by the government. Jimena Sanchez is with the Washington Office on Latin America think tank.
Unfortunately, I think that the government is not going to heed the call to take action and do the right thing. Rather, I think that the government is going to gloss over the situation and continue to blame the locals and stigmatize them and say that this is a situation of criminality. And unfortunately, that may lead to a resurgence of the strike again in the port.
Locals have been calling on the president to come to the city for months to implement a special security plan to stop the ongoing violence, killings and disappearances in the region. Last month, he sent Defense Minister Diego Molano to announce that more police will be deployed. But locals say militarization is not the answer, and more attention needs to be put on social issues, like creating job opportunities. 29-year-old activist Leonard Rentiera is also escorted by two bodyguards in an armored car around town. At just 5'2", the pint-sized rapper expresses his anger about the violence and inequality that remains in the city today through music. At the age of 9, Rentiera and his family had to move due to violence.
Bueno, yo empecé casi cuando tenía 14 años en el tema del rap. Y empecé porque habían tantas cosas por
decir. He says he started rapping when he was 14 because there were so many things to say about what goes on here, and the easiest way to say it was through music, through rap. He was displaced again when he was 21, and 2 years later at 23, when a family member was killed by gunmen. Those stories are in his lyrics.
Por supuesto, cuando yo digo que vengo con mi familia de mi tierra desplazado y después de...
He says when I talk about coming with my family displaced from my land after a long walk to another land we arrived, I am telling the story of what happened to many families. Many have been displaced from their territory. Rentiera told me most people are paralyzed by fear to speak out, but not him.
Y lo lleva a no decir nada, aguantar en silencio, pero a mí no.
People end up saying nothing and suffering in silence. I get scared, but I speak freely and with conviction, because someone has to. Rentiera sends this message to Colombian President Iván Duque.
Al gobierno yo le diría que Buenaventura también es Colombia.
Buenaventura is Colombia too. We too have been part of building this country, and we've fought hard so that this port produces for the country. For the world, I'm Stephen Grattan in Buenaventura, Colombia. From PRX.